This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
The major act, or one of the key acts to headline the Arts Festival, Hamilton Arts Festival for this year, is the Fijian Flying Circus. It's staged by the VOU Fijian Dance Company. And it's the first time we will have seen them in Hamilton, but I think it's the first time for New Zealand. We'll find out more now by talking to Sachiko Soro, who is the VOU founder and managing director. Good morning, Sachiko.
Bola, Mike. How are you? Hello, people of Hamilton.
We're a little bit damp this morning, but don't let that put you off, because I know that you're coming here to wow us, and I'm sure you will. Tell me about the background of the Fijian Flying Circus.
Well, we're a company called VO. We sort of started out doing contemporary dance, and we've been running for about 18 years now. We take in youth from all around, like urban and rural areas, and we train them to become professional dancers. And then one day we had these amazing Cuban circus trainers from Havana Circus School that sort of by a series of unfortunate events ended up on our doorstep. And they were like, hey, how about we train your Fijians to become flying Fijian circus performers? And we have our flying Fijian rugby league team, as you know. And we were like, that sounds amazing. Let's do it. And as you know, I know a lot of New Zealanders have been on the rugby pitch with Fijians. They're naturally very strong and flexible and fast. So they just sort of like picked up these circus skills and like have been flying on stages around Fiji and the Pacific, and this is our first trip to New Zealand, so we're very excited.
But you've been on tour other places, right?
Yeah, VO has been around for about, as I said, 18 years, and so we've toured around 35 countries around the world, so we're no stranger to the big festivals like Glastonbury. We've been at the Met in New York, but that's with more sort of like a little bit dance contemporary work, but this is sort of like, the Fijian Flying Circus has got a really different vibe. It's just really joyful, it's really happy, it's like sort of like the relationship between the audience and the performer is more, it's electric and it's alive. So we're really excited to bring this to the Hamilton Arts Festival.
It sounds like this has taken your dance troupe in a totally new direction, but one you seem very comfortable with. Is this going to dominate your work in the coming years?
Yeah, I think so. I really, like, we've fallen in love with it. We've just fallen in love with the art form, because it blends spectacle, you know, with the sort of like, you know, the awe factor of the circus with the real heart of Fiji and, you know, bringing the audience in on that journey. Like, it sort of like blends those things in a really beautiful way that I think people love. And, you know, like, the last few years have been really hard, not just in New Zealand, but all around the world. And I think that, you know, circus and Fiji combined have the, you know, the power to just uplift hearts and bring some hope and some moments of human connection, which I think that we all need. So we can just leave all of our worries and stress at home and, you know, enjoy the circus and being with other humans for 2 hours, you know?
It sounds like a big act. What are the logistics like with bringing it to a place like Hamilton?
Yeah, we're so lucky to have worked with Jeff, who's the director of the Hamilton Arts Festival, who's just been amazing in accommodating, you know, all of the equipment that has to come over. Usually the circus tours in its own, like, big top tent, but we're using the big stage at the Hamilton Arts Festival, so we're really, really excited to blend our show with sort of the technological capabilities of that space, like all of the screens and the projection and the lights and stuff. So we've our tech team has been talking to the Hamilton tech team, and they've been coming up with some cool ideas about how we can sort of like make it really like next level for this show.
And what kinds of things are we going to see?
You're going to see lots of flying Fijians. No, I'm kidding. So we have different acts. We have like hair hanging acts, we have trapeze. There's tightrope walkers. There's a lot of, like, as you can, like, I know that a lot of Kiwis have a really good connection with Fiji. A lot of Kiwis have come on holiday in Fiji or have Fijian friends. So, you know, the humor is always a main part of, like, our, like, Fijian way of being. So the humor is a main part of the show as well. And it's just, like, a lot of fun.
The images that are in the program, there's a couple of shots there just to sort of give people a taste of what it's like. The artists look like they're just having the time of their lives.
Yeah, they do. they're really, really incredible, incredible young Fijians that have just worked really, really hard over so many years. Yeah, we have like a company that does like a whole range of different shows. And the artists in the circus company have been, you know, with the company for a long time and come through different styles of work. And they're really enjoying the challenge of really honing and developing these new skills that they've been learning. And you'll meet them in the show. Like, it's like, it's quite interactive, and they're just such amazing, happy people to be around. And it's not just like that on stage, it's like that off stage as well.
Of course.
Yeah.
You've got two performances on the 27th and 28th of this month. What next after Hamilton? Are you taking this off to somewhere else, or is this just to New Zealand and back again?
So we're really excited. So 27th and 28th. So if you're in Hamilton or if you're in Auckland, like, it's worth the road trip down. It's just down the road. And you can find the tickets on Eventfinder. We're really, really excited about these two shows. Only two shows. And then after that, this circus tours for the rest of the year. So it'll be in New Caledonia for a few months. And then it's around Australia for 4 months. It'll go to Darwin, Brisbane, Sydney and Melbourne.
Now tell me about the rest of the work that the Vaux Dance Company is involved in there. Have you put other things on the back burner for a bit?
No, we have like different teams that run different projects. So we also run a theatre in Nandi that sort of, we stage our own work. So not like, you know, your normal sort of like shows that you'd see on holiday in Fiji. They're a little bit like more in depth. So we have some contemporary work that's based on ancient myths and legends. And then we have like an urban Fijian show that has like drag queens and like bus boys and like, you know what I mean? Like the urban Fiji that hardly anyone sees there. But, and then we have sort of like the multicultural element that you won't see in a lot of shows. So that theater still runs. And then we also run a tertiary dance program called the Conservatorium of Dance. So we're a social enterprise. So every year we take in youth that wouldn't otherwise be able to access tertiary education, and we take in 20 youth a year, and we provide free accommodation and allowances for 2 years while they train for 2 years. And when they graduate, we offer full-time employment through either the theater running in Fiji or the like overseas touring shows. And so all of the money that we make goes back into being able to support that youth program. So, you know, when you buy a ticket for the circus in Hamilton, like, you're directly supporting like young Fijians to enable them to access creative education and employment pathways.
Sounds fantastic, Sachiko. It must be very heartening for you as a founder of the group to see where you are now and the things that you can do.
It's amazing. Like, it's incredible. Like, every year there's like pinch yourself moments. Like, you know, when you first see the circus, you're like, oh my God, I never thought we'd be able to do this, you know. But I'd be lying if I wouldn't say it was very stressful too. everything has its like upsides, and then also like you're babysitting like all of these young people that are amazing but also need like guidance in life. But it's been a roller coaster. And yeah, it's been an amazing journey, and I'm super, super grateful to have been a part of it.
Terrific to talk to you this morning, Sachiko, and best of luck for the gig. I'm sure it's going to sell out if it hasn't already. Friday the 27th, Saturday the 28th, headline act for this year's Hamilton Arts Festival, the Fijian Flying Circus. And bon voyage for when you sail out here on the 12th.
Yay, thank you so much. And I hope to see you there too, Mike.
We'll do our best.
Thanks so much. All right, have a lovely day.
Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. That is Sachiko Soro, who is founder and managing director for the Vaux Dance, Fijian Dance Company. I saw it was spelled V-O-U in capital letters, so I thought that was how it was pronounced. But it's Vaux and the Fijian Flying Circus.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.